Sports betting with BetOnline can be intriguing even if you're not a diehard sports fan. Beyond traditional sports, BetOnline gives you the options to bet on political events like the outcome of the presidential election, whether Hunter Biden will serve jail time before 2025, or who will be the next Republican speaker. Political betting allows you to wager on real-world events outside the realm of sports. Or if you are a diehard sports fan, BetOnline makes sports betting more accessible and convenient than ever before. With just a few clicks, you can place bets on your favorite teams or events from the comfort of your own home. BetOnline prides themselves on their higher-than-average betting limits of up to $25,000, and you can increase your wagering amount by contacting their player service desk by phone or email. So whether you're watching your favorite team or the news of the upcoming elections, why not spice things up with a friendly wager on BetOnline? Go to betonline.ag to place your bets today. Use promo code DAILYWIRE for a 50% instant deposit bonus of up to $1,000. That's betonline.ag and use promo code DAILYWIRE. BetOnline, the options are endless.
Super Tuesday has come and gone. Many of you voted. I voted. And if you are in a normal state like I am here in Tennessee, when you went to vote, you showed your ID to prove that you were in fact eligible to vote. If you're a normal voter in a normal state, basic election integrity measures like that, like signing your name, like verifying your address, like showing your ID, make you feel better about the election because they help to make sure that your vote actually counts, which is why Joe Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland is dead set on getting rid of them.
The right to vote is still under attack. And that is why the Justice Department is fighting back. That is why one of the first things I did when I came into office was to double the size of the voting section of the Civil Rights Division. That is why we are challenging efforts by states and jurisdictions to implement discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary restrictions on access to the ballot, including those related to mail-in voting, the use of drop boxes, and voter ID requirements. That is why we are working to block the adoption of discriminatory redistricting plans that dilute the vote of black voters and other voters of color.
What dilutes the votes of everyone is when ineligible people go in to vote and cancel out your vote, the vote of actual eligible voters. But of course, Merrick Garland sees things a little bit differently. Or even if he doesn't see things differently, he's saying things quite differently. And why is that? Why is the Biden administration declaring war on election integrity now? They're doing it because this is Plan C. Plan A for 2024 was to be more popular, than the Republicans. And every indication suggests that Plan A failed. So Plan B was to get Trump kicked off the ballot. Trump can't get elected if no one can vote for him, right? Well, unfortunately for Joe Biden and Merrick Garland and the Democrats, Plan B failed too. The Supreme Court unanimously shot that one down last week. So that leaves Democrats with no other option than Plan C. Cheat. I'm Michael Knowles. This is The Michael Knowles Show. Welcome back to the show. The first over-the-counter contraception pills are headed to stores, and the libs are so excited about this. I'm not so excited about that. I think reasonable people are not so excited. We'll get to that in just a moment, though. First, though, speaking of things that you ought to pick up in stores, you got to get your Smells and Bells candle at the Daily Wire shop, dailywire.com/shop. Get yours before they're gone. We have sold so many candles. It is now the best-selling candle in Daily Wire history. It's the best-selling one. I don't want to use my torch here to just explode my studio. There you go. Look at that nice wood wick. Smells like a 12th century monastery. Absolutely love it. A best-selling candle ever. I love that the Lenten special candle is the best-selling candle ever in the Daily Wire history by a long shot. So anyway, get yours today. Big night for President Trump. He won basically every single state. There was one exception to that. Nikki Haley won Vermont. Otherwise, Trump won everything. Here is President Covfefe's victory.
Well, thank you very much. They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. This is a big one. And they tell me, the pundits and otherwise, that there's never been one like this. There's never been anything so conclusive. This was an amazing night, an amazing day. It's been an incredible period of time in our country's history. It's been sad in so many ways, but I think it's going to be inspiring because we're going to do something that, frankly, nobody's been able to do for a long time.
Very exciting for President Trump. Nikki can say that she got a victory. She got a victory in Vermont. But other than that, the writing's on the wall. As of this moment, as we are recording this show, Nikki Haley has not dropped out of the race, but she is going to. Every outlet is reporting that she is set to make a speech sometime this morning. So I've instructed the producers. I've said, hey, producers, go out there, find Nikki Haley's speech. If it happens, pipe it in live. Otherwise, we'll get to it tomorrow. There won't be any news breaking. We all know it's going to happen. If not now, it'll be tomorrow. If not tomorrow, it'll be the next day. But it is going to happen. What will be interesting about the speech will be Nikki's reasoning for how she can get out. Because Trump made this point a couple of weeks ago. He said, Nikki Haley has put herself in a tough spot where she can't figure out how to wind down the campaign because there was never a path to victory. So the campaign was always, well, we're going to go despite impossible odds. We're not getting out of this race. I'm going nowhere. We're in it for the long haul. Now every campaign ends for the same reason. That's that the campaign's run out of money. So the Koch network decided to pull their money from Nikki's campaign weeks ago. It's just been a matter of time ever since then. Is her argument that, okay, now the voters have made their decision clear and so she's going to endorse the Republican nominee? Well, she just came out and said she might not endorse the Republican nominee, despite the pledge to endorse the eventual nominee, which was the way that she got into the debates in the first place. Is she going to say, I'm not going to endorse the Republican nominee? Okay, well, what's she going to do then? She's going to throw away her vote? She's going to endorse Joe Biden? I can't imagine that. So it'll be very, very interesting to see what the reasoning there is. But in any case, I know a lot of people are not happy with Nikki Haley for sticking in the race this long, but I think it's pretty impressive. The woman was considered a super duper long shot candidate when she first announced her candidacy. Everyone thought that the stronger candidates would be people like DeSantis, certainly, even Vivek. Some suggested Chris Christie and a Chris Assance, Mike Pence. There were others on there. People put Nikki Haley pretty low on the list, and she made it to the number two spot. So, good for her, but all things must come to an end in this life, and some sooner than others, and it looks like Nikki's campaign is headed in that direction. So Trump has now effectively secured the nomination, but not officially secured the nomination. There are still more votes to go. The Super Tuesday contests awarded more than one third of the Republican delegates, which means that they awarded more than 70% of the number of delegates that you need to secure the nomination. In his speech, you heard a part of it there. I don't even think he mentioned Nikki Haley. So it is over. Turning to the Democrat side of the presidential contest, Joe Biden did fine because he's the incumbent and he theoretically should be running unopposed. But there was another Democrat candidate who did shockingly well last night in the primaries. And that candidate was Uncommitted. Uncommitted did really well. Uncommitted scored 14.6% of the vote in the Minnesota Democrat primary. Uncommitted scored 10.5% of the vote in North Carolina. Uncommitted scored 11.2% in Massachusetts. Joe Biden lost a huge number of votes when he was, for all intents and purposes, the only candidate in the race. Not good news if you are Joe Biden. Joe Biden has lost control of the narrative. Joe Biden has lost public support. That would be bad enough for Democrats, except Democrats face this double whammy of a problem, which is that Joe Biden still has control of the Democrat Party. So if it were merely that Joe Biden, you know, he had been doing well, he was leader of his party, but then he's lost control. So, okay, the Democrats are going to come in and replace him with Gavin Newsom or with Kamala Harris, could you imagine? Or with who? Susan Rice or somebody else. That would be one thing, but they can't do that. Joe Biden is firmly holding on to power. He's not going to step down. He's not going to ask Michelle Obama, for goodness sakes, or Gavin Newsom or someone to replace him. So he is in it. They are going to have to drag this guy dead out of the White House if they want him out of there. But he just keeps losing support, so much so that Democrats are going to the polls in a contest that is basically unopposed to vote for anyone else but him. Okay, really, really bad news. And you're seeing that bad news reflected in the general election polls because right now, Trump is way up. We'll get to that in 1 second. First, though,
sports betting with BetOnline can be intriguing even if you're not a diehard sports fan. Beyond traditional sports, BetOnline gives you the options to bet on political events like the outcome of the presidential election, whether Hunter Biden will serve jail time before 2025, or who will be the next Republican speaker. Political betting allows you to wager on real-world events outside the realm of sports. Or if you are a diehard sports fan, BetOnline makes sports betting more accessible and convenient than ever before. With just a few clicks, you can place bets on your favorite teams or events from the comfort of your own home. BetOnline prides themselves on their higher-than-average betting limits of up to $25,000, and you can increase your wagering amount by contacting their player service desk by phone or email. So whether you're watching your favorite team or the news of the upcoming elections, why not spice things up with a friendly wager on BetOnline? Go to betonline.ag to place your bets today. Use promo code DAILYWIRE for a 50% instant deposit bonus of up to $1,000. That's betonline.ag and use promo code DAILYWIRE. BetOnline, the options are endless.
New York Times Siena poll has Trump up 5 points over Biden. 8 months left until November, until the election. Joe Biden has 43% support. That is significantly behind Trump's 48% support in a national survey of registered voters. So the only option left for the Democrats is to cheat. Joe Biden's not going to get more popular than Trump. I guess they can wait for the prosecutions, and then you'll get the headlines about all the criminal convictions, and Donald Trump, he's been found guilty of 10 million crimes, and he's going to be sentenced to 10 bazillion years in prison. And then once he's served his sentence, they're going to exhume his body, chop his head off, and drag it through the street. Ah, yes, the great enemy of the people. Okay, the Democrats and the squishes think that that's really going to sway public opinion to Biden. I think it'll probably have the opposite effect. I think it's just so ridiculous. If they were only hitting Trump with one or two or three criminal charges is one thing, but they're hitting him with, what, 91 criminal charges or something like that, trying to sentence him to 700 years in prison. That looks absurd, even to a low-information voter who might be inclined to side with the Democrats. So they can wait for the prosecutions. I don't think it's going to really help Biden's popularity. And by the way, for a senile old man who is clearly in a precipitous decline, 8 months is a lifetime. Think about just with your own grandparents or your parents, if you've dealt with the decline of age in your family, you know when the decline starts happening, a month or two can be a really long time, much less 6 months, much less 8 months. So the odds that Biden gets more popular, very, very slim. The odds that they're able to kick Trump off the ballot, now zero. The odds that they're able to put Trump in prison, pretty slim. And if they did, I think it would help his popularity and he could still run from prison. So they can't make him less popular. Everyone knows everything about Trump. There's no scandal. There's no, good luck finding the new scandal about Donald Trump. I think we've heard them all. Most of them aren't real, and the ones that are real, people don't really care. There's no way to disqualify him. So the only option left is to cheat. So they're going to go after voter integrity measures. They're going to go after voter ID. They're going to try to spread out those ballot drop boxes so that you can't really keep an eye on them. They're going to try to drag out the voter count just like they did in 2020. They're going to use all sorts of shady Democrat money like the Zuck Bucks that went in to move those ballot drop boxes away from the county clerk offices. In some cases, it was illegal. They're going to try everything. It's going to be spaghetti at the wall because there's the plan A and the plan B just did not work. Now, there's another wild card in the race, and that would be Bobby Kennedy Jr. So, Bobby Kennedy Jr., his father ran for president and was assassinated while running. His uncle was the president, was assassinated while president. Joe Biden, I think, still won't give this guy Secret Service protection. That's not a good look either. But Bobby Kennedy was running in the Democrat primary, but he's got some appeal to conservatives. He's one, he's an old-timey kind of Democrat, you know, a 1960s kind of Democrat. He's still a big liberal, but the country's moved so far to the left that some conservatives now are happy with 1960s liberalism. Not me, but some people on the right are. And because Bobby Kennedy was right during COVID. So because Bobby Kennedy has this strong focus on vaccines, and for decades now he's said that vaccines are not particularly safe, during COVID, he was so skeptical of big pharma and the medical industry that he turned out to be proven true in his skepticism, proven correct in his skepticism. So a lot of right-wingers like him for that. Anyway, he was gone nowhere in the Democrat primary. He was polling 20%, but that seemed to be the ceiling. And the party, because the Democrat Party has much more control over its nomination process, they weren't going to let him go anywhere. You saw how unfairly they treated Bernie Sanders back in 2016. It was going to be that times 20 with Bobby Kennedy. So then Kennedy decides to run as an independent candidate because he was pulling a lot of right-wing voters anyway. Now, however, the reports are that Bobby Kennedy is looking to be the Libertarian nominee for president. So according to Ron Nielsen, who was the campaign manager for the 2012 and 2016 Libertarian Party presidential nominee, he says, there's a lot of buzz going on. There's a lot of interest in Bobby Kennedy. If he were to say that he were to accept the nomination of the Libertarian Party, that would probably change a lot of heads. There are people within the Liberty movement that would like to help him. And okay, that's what the Libertarian Party says. What does Kennedy say? Well, according to a source in Kennedy's orbit, quote, there is a willingness of people in the Liberty movement to consider Bobby for sure. This was a campaign source speaking on the condition of anonymity. He's a rogue punk rocker of the political system. So it seems as though Kennedy is at least open to the prospect of being the Libertarian nominee. Why would he do it? You know, the Libertarian nominee for president is never going to win the presidency. At least if Bobby Kennedy is running this independent campaign without a political party behind him, it seems as though maybe he's got a chance. This is unheard of. He's shaking things up. But if he's just going to become the Libertarian Party nominee, it seems like he's marginalizing himself, right? Well, Kennedy wants to appear on the ballots around the country. And in order to appear on the ballots around the country, you need to have some party support. You need to have some kind of operation, a national apparatus. He currently lacks that. So I think it makes perfect sense for him to do that. The Libertarian Party is one vehicle for him to do that. He's not going to run as the Green Party candidate. He's not going to run as some other party candidate. So I guess it's a natural fit. And he is kind of a libertarian. The 1960s liberals are kind of libertarians today. I mean, libertarians are a very broad group. And, you know, I mean, no disrespect. They're the kind of internet lolbertarians who are basically just neoconservatives who like to do drugs. And then there are the more hardcore principled libertarians who, you know, have mini guns on their ranches and, you know, are willing to start firing anytime even a county level government agent pops up anywhere on the horizon. So it's a big tent, I guess you would say, for the libertarians, but it's a natural fit. And Bobby Kennedy's not going to be president anyway, so might as well get as many votes as he can, as far as I'm concerned. But again, still a losing proposition. I like it because I think he'll pull more votes from Biden than he will from Trump. That's been my contention the whole time. And the polls seem to have proven me to be correct, much as I hate to say I told you so. Happy to do it. Good for the libertarians, good for Bobby Kennedy, but most especially good for the conservatives and Trump. Fine by me. Speaking of libertinism, the first over-the-counter contraception pill is headed to stores. This announcement came yesterday. This is from the manufacturer Perrigo and says that the drug called Opill is in transit to major retailers and pharmacies, which will make it much easier to get birth control pills. Now, some people are going to like this. The libertarians are going to like this, probably. The liberals are really going to like this. Even some self-styled conservatives are going to like this. They're going to say, oh, well, why do we need a prescription for this kind of pill? A lot of people use it. They're just cutting back the red tape. Might as well let people buy it across the counter. Okay. My question is, what good does this do? What is the good that can come of this? Well, now people have access to contraception. People have access to contraception. Anybody, any adult who wants contraception can get it right now. You go to your doctor, they write you a prescription, you get the birth control pill. So what does this change? Well, now you don't have to go to your doctor. Okay, so I guess the positive development that will come about with over-the-counter contraception is that women will go to the doctor less frequently. Is that a good thing? I don't know if that's a good thing. I should go to the doctor more than I do. Isn't that okay? What's really going to happen here? The only real change that's going to happen is that it's going to be easier for minors to have promiscuous sex. It's going to be easier for teenagers who can't get their parents' permission to go to the doctor to get the contraception to just go into the drugstore and buy it over the counter. Because it's available, according to the news reports, it's available to everyone. There's no age limit on it. So that's really what this is about. The only social change that will come about as a result of over-the-counter contraception is that minors will have an easier time having promiscuous sex. Is that good? Is that a good thing? I don't think that's a good thing. Probably reasonable people don't think that's a good thing. But then, on the list of national priorities, that's what we're focusing on? You have the American people crying out. They're saying, hey, could you please fix the economy and maybe close up the border, stop all the like drugs and crime and stuff, maybe arrest the violent criminals on the street? Can you just do anything like the basic aspects of government? Can you do those? And then the liberals come in and they say, yeah, sorry, best I can do is more promiscuous sex for teenagers. That's the best I can do. But you can get it at any drugstore you want now. Also, you can get the abortion pill at the two largest pharmacies in America. So now you can have underage sex and kill babies. That's the best I can do. But the border is going to be open, the economy is going to be terrible, and crime is going to go through the roof. Sorry, that's the deal. Democrats 2024. Doesn't seem very persuasive. And I don't think it is persuasive, which is why this Democrats' election strategy is going to have to be to cheat. There is much more to say. First, though, go to luxblocks.com. Use promo code Michael25. You know, we're very selective about our endorsements around here at the Daily Wire. Okay, we have to do thorough research or get a really fun, cool toy. And then that's good enough for me. This product is really, really great. I love LuxBlocks. It is not just their innovative design, but the story of their creators, Heather and Mike. They have invested their savings into this venture and their vision for a better future. LuxBlocks is made right here in America. This was not just a business decision, but a commitment to imparting their values into every block. They wanted to create something that positively empowered kids to think, create, and dream big. I absolutely love it. The boys love it. Anytime I get a sponsor that's a toy, being a father is a really great thing. But these are great because they're cool. They're simple enough to play with that your kids can do it. But there is a little thought that comes into it, actually. And you got to figure out exactly where you're going to pair it with this, how the colors are going to be arranged. They're just fabulous. Check them out at luxblocks.com. Use promo code Michael25 for 25% off. Instead of filling your kids' Easter baskets with candy, consider LuxBlocks or both, LuxBlocks and candy. I think they're great. I'm confident you will too. LuxBlocks.com. Use promo code Michael25 for 25% off. This sex stuff is becoming a big issue. It might be the big issue for the Democrats in 2024. Sometimes people accuse me of spending too much. I'll say three times a week, maybe, I don't know, four times a week, I'll mention some weird sex political story. I'm not the one who writes the news stories. I'm not the one who creates the news. And it's not the conservatives who are creating these news stories. It's the libs pushing for the abortion pill in the drugstores. It's the libs pushing for the underage contraception over the counter. It's the libs pushing for all this stuff. And then the moment we react, it's the libs who are pretending men can be women and allowing men to go into the women's bathroom. It's the libs who are changing the definition of marriage. It's the libs who are doing all this stuff. And then the minute conservatives say, hey, maybe should we not? Hey, then they say, why are you so obsessed with sex? We're not the ones doing it. And here's the latest proof of this. The guest list for the State of the Union has come out. It's actually trickling out because the individual members of Congress and the senators are each entitled to invite one guest. And so those are beginning to trickle out now. The president gets to invite more people. The first lady gets to invite more people. So between the president and the first lady, they get something like 25 to 50 guests or something like that. And the First Lady has decided to invite Kate Cox as one of her guests. Kate Cox is a woman who sued the government for the right to murder her child through abortion, to violate the pro-life laws and to kill her child. So Jill Biden, you know, the wife of that devout Catholic, Joe Biden, she decided that she was going to make one of her guests, maybe the most prominent one, a woman only known for murdering her child and for suing to murder her child. Senator Patty Murray, Democrat senator from Washington, she's inviting Kayla Smith. Kayla Smith is a central Washington resident, and she is known for also murdering her child. That's what she's known for. She wanted to murder her child through abortion, and the laws in Idaho, her state, her then state of residence, said, no, you can't murder your kids. And so she made a big deal about this, and then she went to Seattle and killed her kid in Seattle, and now she lives in Washington, where Patty Murray is the senator. Okay, so that's kind of odd. We're just inviting abortionists to, okay. And then Senator Tim Kaine, the man who was almost one heartbeat away from becoming the second woman president, Senator Tim Kaine has invited Elizabeth Carr. Elizabeth Carr is the first person to be born via in vitro fertilization. So now you're seeing a broadening out, not just of abortion or contraception, but a broadening out of this sexual revolution to include the commodification of human beings through IVF. And so the first person born via IVF, I think, was born in the late 70s. I think it was 1978. But obviously, this was an extremely experimental technology back then. It slowly began to gain traction in the 1980s. Into the 1990s, it starts to take off. But only recently has it become a major, major political issue because, in particular, because of the redefinition of marriage and the loosening of what remained of the sexual mores, to the point that now IVF is not merely used by couples who are having trouble conceiving naturally, so they go to the doctor and they go through this novel technological treatment. But now it's also two dudes who just, as a matter of nature, can't conceive a child together. They'll go shopping in a catalog, they'll find a woman, they'll purchase her eggs, then they'll find another poor woman, they'll rent her womb for a little bit, then they'll hire a doctor, they'll hire a scientist, and then they'll purchase a child made to order in a laboratory, and then the child will gestate using the egg of the mother that he will never meet. The child will be intentionally deprived of that mother, and then growing in the womb of this woman that has been paid just to be a rented vessel to grow a child. The only mother that child has ever known, that child will be ripped immediately from that mother's arms and then sold to the men who ordered the child from the baby store. And I was thinking about this last night because it's a long-standing common joke when you're talking to, you know, like a little kid. I do this with my kids sometimes, and the kids are really acting up, you know, or they're crying. You say, you know, if you keep whining, I'm going to return you to the baby store. I'm going to have to call and get a refund from the baby store. Ha ha, tee hee hee. But that joke, which was an absurdity for all of human history until 5 minutes ago, is now a reality. It's a reality in that there are now baby stores, which is at the very heart of the problems with the IVF and surrogacy industry, as you turn people away from being proper subjects with human rights, with you know, a place in society, into being objects to be bought and sold on an open market. That's one of the big problems with the IVF and surrogacy industry. But not only do you have that happening, not only do you have the existence of the baby store, but now in some cases you can sort of return the baby to the baby store. There was a famous case, I talked about it on the show just a few months ago, of two guys who ordered a baby, and then they rented the woman's womb, they bought the egg, they rented the woman's womb, and then the woman had to have certain medical treatments. I think she came down with cancer. And so the baby was damaged. You know, the baby was injured as the baby was growing. And so the guys said, okay, we'll kill the baby. We don't want a baby who's going to have any abnormalities. We don't want a baby who's going to have any kind of mental disabilities or physical disabilities. So kill it. And the woman said, I don't want to kill the baby. And the men said, well, it's our baby. You know, you're just the womb. We're just renting your womb. That baby's our property. And if we want to kill that baby, we're going to kill that baby. Major problem. You've seen cases, lawsuits where the couple of guys will go to the baby store, the IVF factory, and they'll say, okay, we want a boy, you know, or we want a girl. I guess it would be, usually guys want guys, you know, a little boy to play catch with or something. And so they go, they order the boy, and then they end up getting a girl, but they don't want a girl. So they say, okay, kill it. We don't want it. Return it to the baby store. So anyway, all of this to say, really terrible situation for human dignity and bioethics. And Tim Kaine has decided to make that his cause celeb. It's just all weird sex stuff that cuts against the natural law and the rights of individuals and against human dignity. Now, there's a kind of a fun announcement that I get to make here amid all this terrible news, which is that I will also be attending the State of the Union. I'm really honored to say I was invited by my Congressman Andy Ogles. I will be his guest at the State of the Union. And it's always an honor to go, you know, you're there in this joint session with the President of the United States and the Supreme Court, Joint Chiefs of Staff, the House of Representatives, the Senate, all the rest. But it's a special honor this year to attend the State of the Union because I think I am possibly the only guest who has been invited to the State of the Union not for having an abortion, not for promoting abortion, not for promoting any of these attacks on human dignity and the natural law. So what a real honor. There are some other people who have been invited. I'm skipping over a number of guests here, but some aren't even going. Like in this case, Alexei Navalny's widow, the Russian opposition leader who was just killed by Putin, his widow was invited. She can't make it. So the Democrats, really, they'll invite lots of other people, and the other members of Congress and the senators will invite various guests. Some will be family members of theirs. Some will be donors of theirs. Some will be guests to make a political point. A huge number of them on the Democrat side are leaning into this issue. They want this to be the issue for 2024. Vote for us in 2024. We'll help you kill your kids. We'll let you buy kids on the open market. We vote for us. Okay. I don't think that's a really great campaign theme. That, you know, far be it from me to advise the Democrat Party. But in any case, I will very much look forward to being there, not only to witness some history happen tomorrow, but also to provide a little bit of a philosophical counterbalance, a political counterbalance to some really, really heinous guest decision.
Sports betting with BetOnline can be intriguing even if you're not a diehard sports fan. Beyond traditional sports, BetOnline gives you the options to bet on political events like the outcome of the presidential election, whether Hunter Biden will serve jail time before 2025, or who will be the next Republican speaker. Political betting allows you to wager on real-world events outside the realm of sports. Or if you are a diehard sports fan, BetOnline makes sports betting more accessible and convenient than ever before. With just a few clicks, you can place bets on your favorite teams or events from the comfort of your own home. BetOnline prides themselves on their higher-than-average betting limits of up to $25,000, and you can increase your wagering amount by contacting their player service desk by phone or email. So whether you're watching your favorite team or the news of the upcoming elections, why not spice things up with a friendly wager on BetOnline? Go to betonline.ag to place your bets today. Use promo code DAILYWIRE for a 50% instant deposit bonus of up to $1,000. That's betonline.ag and use promo code DAILYWIRE. BetOnline, the options are endless.
Beyond the United States on this issue of abortion, France has just voted to make abortion a constitutional right. France has become the first country in the world to explicitly include a right to abortion in its constitution. How do they do this? French Constitution works a little bit different from ours. The France's Revolution was a little different from ours. The American Revolution was much more conservative. The French Revolution was extremely radical and bloody. And so France has a constitutional council, and France's parliamentarians have voted to revise the country's 1958 constitution to enshrine abortion as a matter of women's freedom. This has been building for a while. In a 2001 ruling, France's Constitutional Council based its approval of abortion on the notion of liberty enshrined in the 1789 Declaration of the Rights of Man. So this is the document that expresses the view of the French Revolution. And it's technically part of the Constitution. And that to me is the key to the whole thing. Since the French Revolution, since 1789, you have seen bloody, bloody radicalism in France and spilling out throughout Europe. And this new abortion law is just the latest bloodshedding from that revolution. How many babies will be killed because of this can't even be estimated. But this is part of the revolution, you know. I mean, this I won't sing the French national anthem in French because my French isn't very good. But it's right there in the lyrics. Her bloody standard has been raised. Do you hear in the countryside the roar of those ferocious soldiers? They come right into your arms to tear the throats of your sons. This is the lyrics of the French national anthem. Allons avant de la patrie. You know, I said I wouldn't do it, but there you have it. But the lyrics are very, very bloody because the French Revolution, which overthrew the church and the throne, which you can never really overthrow the church, but it overturned the altar at least. It's where we have the origins of the modern terms right and left. The right and the left first described where people were sitting in the National Assembly. And on the right, you had the conservatives, who were the monarchists and the Catholics. And on the left, you had the leftists. You had the revolutionaries. You had the people who were secular, atheistic, and leveling and egalitarian and all the rest of it. And unfortunately, they won. And that bloodiness has been written in from the beginning. And you know what else is crazy? Even with this horrific turn of events in France, France still broadly has a more conservative abortion policy than the United States. The United States doesn't have any guaranteed right to an abortion any longer in the Constitution. Liberal jurists pretended that we did until, what, 2 years ago? They pretended that we did for almost 50 years because of the Roe v. Wade decision. So actually, I guess we were ahead of the curve, even vis-a-vis revolutionary France. But furthermore, in certain states in the country, you could have an abortion until the moment of birth or after birth, I guess in the case of Virginia, according to Democrat Governor Ralph Northam. If a baby comes out, you don't want the baby. You can make him comfortable and then wait to see if you want to kill him or not. In France, the limit used to be 12 weeks, and then they raised it some years ago to be 14 weeks, but there's still a clear limit on when you can have an abortion. So we read this news in France, we say, oh my goodness gracious, this is so bloody, this is so horrific, this is so evil. And then you look at the policy in the United States, you say, well, our own policy has been just as bad, and practically speaking, in a lot of the country, is much worse. Really causes an American to take a look in the mirror. Speaking of actions overseas, Russia has been in the headlines for weeks, thanks to the actions of Vladimir Putin. To comprehend Putin's motivations, we must examine the historical context that shaped his behaviors. In the new season of What We Saw, An Empire of Terror, host Bill Whittle unmasks communism by taking a close look at the history of the Soviet Union. With the use of deep-cut photographs and film, journal entries, and other primary sources, this tale of terror offers a compelling presentation of the horrors that plagued the Soviet Union and the viciousness of its leaders. Modern-day Russia has been centuries in the making. This series will give you a better understanding of its history, as well as the communism that threatens our homeland. Watch episode 1, streaming now on Daily Wire Plus. If you're not a Daily Wire Plus member, go to dailywire.com/subscribe to become a member today.
Sports betting with BetOnline can be intriguing even if you're not a diehard sports fan. Beyond traditional sports, BetOnline gives you the options to bet on political events like the outcome of the presidential election, whether Hunter Biden will serve jail time before 2025, or who will be the next Republican speaker. Political betting allows you to wager on real-world events outside the realm of sports. Or if you are a diehard sports fan, BetOnline makes sports betting more accessible and convenient than ever before. With just a few clicks, you can place bets on your favorite teams or events from the comfort of your own home. BetOnline prides themselves on their higher-than-average betting limits of up to $25,000, and you can increase your wagering amount by contacting their player service desk by phone or email. So whether you're watching your favorite team or the news of the upcoming elections, why not spice things up with a friendly wager on BetOnline? Go to betonline.ag to place your bets today. Use promo code DAILYWIRE for a 50% instant deposit bonus of up to $1,000. That's betonline.ag and use promo code DAILYWIRE. BetOnline, the options are endless.
Day. My favorite comment yesterday is from Efren Munoz, 313, who says, "His shadow is getting darker. Soon we will see a true Italian stash." No, you won't. No, you won't, because lowercase g, lowercase k, Mr. God King Jeremy Boring, demanded that I not shave for a couple days for a secret project. We've done the secret project. I have shaven. I'm babyface again. I am very grateful to all of you. I say all of you. There were probably three of you who said that my whiskers in any way looked good. Some of you thought it looked kind of rugged, you know. But most of you thought it looked filthy and disgusting, and I looked like I shouldn't be allowed near an elementary school. So it's gone now. I feel much better. Thank you very much. Speaking of leftism and foreign affairs, the feminist and queer theorist Judith Butler, probably the most famous living feminist, certainly one of the most famous living feminists, has just weighed in and gone viral for weighing in on the Israel-Palestine conflict for some reason.
We can have different views about Hamas as a political party. We can have different views about armed resistance. But I think it is more honest and historically correct to say that the uprising of October 7th was an act of armed resistance. It is not a terrorist attack, and it's not an anti-Semitic attack. I would be very foolish if I then decided that the only violence in the scene was the violence done to Israeli people. The violence done to Palestinians has been happening for decades. This was an uprising that comes out, it comes from a state of subjugation and against a violent state apparatus. Okay, let us be clear.
Okay, let us be clear here. This is an uprising. Huzzah! Allons avant de la patrie. So I guess it's the same stuff we would hear in revolutionary France. Judith Butler, I guess, is Jewish. I just saw her lower third there said, Judith Butler, a member of Jewish Voices for Peace. And Judith Butler would not be the only Jew who has come out in defense of the Palestine liberation movement. Norman Finkelstein, very famously, the academic, has favored that movement. And there are plenty of others. I mean, there's the longstanding trope of the self-hating Jew, and Jews in particular in America tend to be pretty liberal, so actually a lot of the loudest pro-Palestine voices ironically tend to be Jews, and then the conservative Jews and the more religious Jews really don't like them or that opinion, and they all kind of duke it out. The reason I bring this up is not even really to focus on the Israel-Palestine conflict. Certainly it's not to focus on queer theory or feminism. It's to turn to a little rule of thumb in politics. And the rule of thumb is, when you lack knowledge about some political issue, and when we're talking about Israel-Palestine, I mean, the one thing Judith Butler said that is certainly true is this conflict goes on for a long time. I guess that's, in that regard, I guess she's right. But everything else, she's a little kooky. But it goes on for a long time. Most people don't know a damn thing about it. And most of the people who present themselves as experts on this conflict probably know less than even your average person about the issue. But a good rule of thumb in politics is, if a person is wrong about everything, if you know that a person is wrong about feminism, you know that a person is wrong about queer theory, you know that a person is wrong about American history, you know that a person is wrong about academia, you know that a person is wrong about at religion and philosophy and ethics and the relation of man to man and man to state and everything else. And then you come across this person's opinion on an issue that you don't know anything about. It's probably a pretty safe bet that the person is wrong about that too. I remember when I was a young conservative, I was a little bit more libertarian in my teenage years. I know. Mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. But I would think, you know, the Republicans, they're right about so much. And the Democrats are right about so much. But I don't know, these Republicans, they just need to get hip with the times, you know? And You know, just get rid of drug laws or something. I don't know. Whatever the libertarian obsession du jour was. The Republicans, they need to back off this marriage stuff. The Republicans, they need to back off this pro-life stuff. The Republicans, they need to back off social issues. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever I thought. Something you learn over time is if all these people throughout the country for a long period of time, but even if we're just looking at present day, if all these people agree on all of these issues, and then this other group of people, they all broadly agree on this other set of issues, what is more likely? That the two groups of people have arrived at a basically coherent kind of set of beliefs deriving from a basically kind of coherent set of first principles? Or that you just figured out why they're totally wrong and you're going to rejumble all of those political alliances? Because, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats, they just don't really understand that actually on marriage, they should be flipped, or on drugs, they should be flipped, or on this or that or the other. What is more likely? That all the people, all the really smart people, even some of the dumb people, all of them are just totally wrong and you alone are right? Or that maybe you just haven't thought through this issue, and if you did think through it enough, you would probably come to the conclusion that your compatriots did. This is a rule of thumb. It's an informal logical fallacy. I'm not saying this is a totally slam dunk way of thinking, but we need rules of thumb. You know, we need little quick. We can't write a 20-page research paper for every decision we want to make throughout the day. When you notice that AOC and Judith Butler and BLM and all the libs and all these on your purple-haired lesbian cousin who hates America and, you know, thinks that she's a man or whatever, when they're all on this one side of this issue that maybe you don't even care that much about and you don't really know anything about and it doesn't seem to affect you, that it seems to me, at least, a pretty good bet that the other side is the preferable one, if you have to get involved in the issue at all.
Sports betting with BetOnline can be intriguing even if you're not a diehard sports fan. Beyond traditional sports, BetOnline gives you the options to bet on political events like the outcome of the presidential election, whether Hunter Biden will serve jail time before 2025, or who will be the next Republican speaker. Political betting allows you to wager on real-world events outside the realm of sports. Or if you are a diehard sports fan, BetOnline makes sports betting more accessible and convenient than ever before. With just a few clicks, you can place bets on your favorite teams or events from the comfort of your own home. BetOnline prides themselves on their higher-than-average betting limits of up to $25,000, and you can increase your wagering amount by contacting their player service desk by phone or email. So whether you're watching your favorite team or the news of the upcoming elections, why not spice things up with a friendly wager on BetOnline? Go to betonline.ag to place your bets today. Use promo code DAILYWIRE for a 50% instant deposit bonus of up to $1,000. That's betonline.ag and use promo code DAILYWIRE. BetOnline, the options are endless.
Now, speaking of threats and foreign policy, there is a new bill that is up in the House of Representatives. I think this is a brilliant bill, very important bill. It's called the Laken-Riley Act. The Laken-Riley Act is a bill that would require the Secretary of Homeland Security to take into custody illegal aliens who have been charged in the United States with theft. Why theft? Who's Laken Riley? Laken Riley is that university student who was murdered allegedly by an illegal alien. Why theft here? You could see why and say, well, okay, that they have to take into custody illegal aliens who murder people. I'm not even sure that those guys always get sent to prison. But why theft? Well, it's because this guy, the man who allegedly murdered Laken Riley, illegal alien arrested after entering the country illegally in September of 2022. Fast forward to 2023, the guy gets arrested in Queens, New York, for endangering a five-year-old son. The five-year-old son, rather, was riding on the back of a moped without a helmet. That's not good. That's according to the New York Post. Then, about a month after this arrest in New York, he and his brother were accused of stealing from a Walmart in Athens, Georgia. So you're noticing a pattern here. He just keeps getting arrested, keeps getting released. When he gets arrested for shoplifting, he's given a little citation for misdemeanor shoplifting, and he's let go. And then, allegedly, he murders this poor girl. So, what's urgent about this act is we need to stop these criminal aliens from killing innocent Americans. We need to stop the invasion of foreigners across our border that Joe Biden is encouraging. But what's really brilliant about this act is, one, who could disagree with this? An illegal alien gets charged with a crime and they have to be taken into custody. They have to be arrested. Now, I'm not even saying deported, just they have to be arrested. What Democrat can say, no, no, we support the right of illegal aliens to shoplift? No, no, Democrat, I don't care how crazy you are. You can't really say that with a straight face. And then the second thing that's brilliant about this is it's called the Laken Riley Act, and it puts a face to it. The Democrats are really, really good at putting faces to problems. Look at Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine is inviting the first person born via IVF. So we think, oh, that's good. That's good that that person exists. Never mind all the people who have been blotted out, who have been killed with the encouragement of Democrats through abortion. You don't see those. But in this case of this one person through IVF, we say, oh, it's good that that person exists. You don't see the face of the babies who were then aborted because of the IVF and surrogacy industry. You don't see the face of the babies who were intentionally deprived of their mothers or their fathers because of the IVF and surrogacy industry. You don't see the people being bought and sold. You just see the nicest aspect of the thing. And then when it comes to illegal immigration, what happens? I mean, even more at the State of the Union, you don't see the faces of the babies who are being killed. It's just the mothers who got to have their rights and, oh, we're putting that person there in the gallery to highlight them during the speech. Okay. Case of illegal aliens, though, we never see the faces of the victims of the illegal aliens. We're all, in a way, victims of the illegal aliens because they're violating our most basic laws and undermining our right to self-government. But you don't see the victims of the people who are killed. You just see the dreamers, the poor, helpless foreigners. Give us your unwashed masses. No, what this act does is says, no, there are real victims here. They need to have even some basic modicum of justice. And we dare you, Democrats, to vote against it. The rest of the show continues now. You don't want to miss it. Become a member. Use code Knowles, K-N-O-W-L-E-S, at checkout for 2 months free on all annual plans.
Sports betting with BetOnline can be intriguing even if you're not a diehard sports fan. Beyond traditional sports, BetOnline gives you the options to bet on political events like the outcome of the presidential election, whether Hunter Biden will serve jail time before 2025, or who will be the next Republican speaker. Political betting allows you to wager on real-world events outside the realm of sports. Or if you are a diehard sports fan, BetOnline makes sports betting more accessible and convenient than ever before. With just a few clicks, you can place bets on your favorite teams or events from the comfort of your own home. BetOnline prides themselves on their higher-than-average betting limits of up to $25,000, and you can increase your wagering amount by contacting their player service desk by phone or email. So whether you're watching your favorite team or the news of the upcoming elections, why not spice things up with a friendly wager on BetOnline? Go to betonline.ag to place your bets today. Use promo code DAILYWIRE for a 50% instant deposit bonus of up to $1,000. That's betonline.ag and use promo code DAILYWIRE. BetOnline, the options are endless.